is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You can text us anytime at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. What's something that you do when you're alone with your significant other that you'd be really embarrassed if somebody else saw what was going on between you two? Everyone's got those little things that you do with your significant other that, you know, should stay probably just between the two of you. Question is up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. And Jorge said, dude, why in the hell would I tell you about this on Facebook of all places? Anyway, yesterday, some guys came to clean our house to check out the tile floor and give them a good cleaning. They took their time in doing the estimate and small talk, so I had to hold in a fart the whole time. When my wife saw them going out, I let it rip just before my chick got the door completely closed, and it sounded like somebody ripped a t-shirt in half. She was so embarrassed.
No, I just need to put some WD-40 on these hinges.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Josh responded to that and said, I hope she gave you a high five anyway. And he said, no. Unfortunately, she was mad. She said that my farts sound wet. She hated it.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wet farts.
No, I don't have wet farts, but She says that just sounds wet.
Just sounds sick.
It's not. I'm sorry, I've got a, you know, it's, I could make very loud noises.
How about this one? Blake said, my girlfriend and I have conversations with our dogs, and we pose as our dogs in special dog voices that we have created for them.
I kind of love that so much.
Yeah.
Jennifer said, I tie off my husband's skin tags.
Wait, tie off?
No.
What do you mean tie off?
I think that's how you get rid of...
Like you get like the string or something?
That's how you get rid of skin tags.
Yeah, but like...
It's kind of like floss or something. And you like...
You like tie it up.
There's got to be a couple of those laying around the house, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've had like some ear infections over the years and I've, you know, had... You know, it's like there's nothing like... You know you love somebody when you're doing like medical procedures for them, like taking off skin tags or you're dropping... eardrops into somebody's infected ear or something along those lines.
Sylvia, what do you think about zits?
I pop them.
On your significant other?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I scan the face.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I'll just, like, get really close.
Is it just the face, though, or is it also, like, the back?
I've never had anyone who had acne on their back. But
you've never had any? Oh, you haven't lived. You've never had somebody that had a serious case of back knee.
But I think that would be like heaven for me.
Oh, you're so gross.
Yeah, because I'd be like, hold on. I can see like a really big one.
Oh.
Don't move.
Oh. Sylvia.
But she can't watch Dr. Pimple
But I can't,
Popper.
No, because it makes me sick, which is
makes
weird.
No sense.
But when you do it
But
yourself,
when I do it myself, like I'm fine.
Would you let somebody else pop yours it?
No, because they might leave a scar.
Oh, so you
which nice. I think I so think I've left.
Wants to only, leave her mark.
So you, only you get to get yours, and they don't get to get theirs.
I left a scar on someone on their face.
She's the DJ Khaled of Pimple Pop.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We're getting a lot of these grooming messages from people about things that their significant other does for them in private. This one comes to us from Charlene. She said, forget about in the house. I blurted out, look at that long chest hair at the grocery store one day, and poink.
Oh,
I do that too.
Don't do that at the grocery store. Just open produce.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with the rogue hair at that point?
Yeah,
I have this weird thing where I get like this hair that grows out the side of like the bottom of my ear.
Oh, I got all sorts of ear hair.
I never notice it.
Yeah.
And my wife would be like, hold still. I'd come over and
you do not own an ear trimmer?
No.
You got to get an ear trimmer.
An ear trimmer?
Well, maybe just like one rogue hair.
Yeah, it does ear and nose. It's like a Norelco.
I feel like that's acquiescing to the fact that I have ear hair, which does not seem sexy.
I have so much ear hair, it is unbelievable. Really? I recently found out, like I've been, you know, I'm 37 years old now.
Uh-huh.
Had to think about how old I was for a second. And I went through most of my life, you know, the vast majority of my life, not having back hair, but like within the last like probably... 4 to 6 months, a patch has popped up on like a weird flank back here. I'm like, it's just like a weird like fist sized patch of hair. It doesn't
do you
like
think
go
you're
through,
like
shoulders down, but it's like back
devolving
on, like,
into a primate.
Possibly, but like, why did my body decide that it needs hair right there, right now?
Do you it's leave like, it?
I mean.
Do you like shave it or have your?
I have. It hasn't got to the point where I have to shave it yet.
Okay.
But at that point. That it does get to a point where I have to shave it, I will ask my significant other to,
to help out.
Because it's at that spot, like where you can't reach it with your left hand, and the right hand can't turn that way. So you gotta have somebody help you out.
Debbie said, "Sadly, nothing would embarrass me or my husband as we have literally done it all in front of each other. Conversely." Kirsten said, my husband and I have been together for 20 years. We are 36, so since they were 16 years old, and we have never had any farts in front of each other. We keep it sexy. I can appreciate that. Some couples are like, we just like to let it rip in front of each other. My wife and I, no.
It'll ruin it for her.
Well, for both of us.
Oh.
We keep up the facade that that's not something that happens all the time.
I kept it going.
Doesn't exist.
For the first few years of our relationship. But
you've let it go now?
We're at 7 years now.
Now that you put a ring on it, you're like...
you're stuck with me.
You get a diamond and a bunch of...
I had to get rid of... That diamond came from somewhere and unleashed the beast.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, the embarrassing stuff that you do behind closed doors with your significant other that you would be really embarrassed if other people found out about. Thanks for airing it out on the radio today, though. Do appreciate some of these texts that are coming in at 73100. Me and my significant other just straight up have a farting contest. Another one here. We talk to each other like little babies all of the time.
Oh, that would drive me nuts. I can't deal with that one.
I like this one. Home alone with my hubby? I wish. Looking forward to an empty nest so we can do something embarrassing.
A lot of people can relate to that.
My wife tries to smell my butt. I don't know if she's serious or just does it because she thinks it's funny how I run away from her.
I would run away as well. Like, also, what are you doing? You are gambling with your life. That's how you get pink eye, woman.
I sing and talk to my dog. His name is Loki. He has his own special song with his name in it. I sing to him about everything, even when I had his hoo-ha's cut off. Yep, there's a song about his danglies being gone by now. Bye, bye, bye.
Wait, you called his boys?
I think they're two different things.
You are crossing streams there.
Jessica said, my husband and I love to try to out-crop dust each other. Oh, that's not cool, man.
For me, what we do. If, you know, it's embarrassing that if anybody would saw you, because that's what we're talking about today, is that when we're just like, I don't know, do you ever get like to that point where you're just like really giddy for whatever reason, you don't know why, you're slap happy?
Yeah, like maybe you're tired or, you know, you're
just, whatever. Yeah.
Or just
whatever,
like a burst of happiness.
A long day, and my fiance will make me give her a piggyback ride around the house. But since, you know, I'm not in the best physical shape, this horse can only make one lap.
And you're like, send me to the glue factory, baby.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.